BetUS.com is back for our 20th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. We're going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. We get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to listen to every minute, every second, every hour, it is very simple. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to everybody locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio station, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody locked in on a smart speaker where all you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. To take a look at the first hour of the show, the NBA is back. That's what we started. The NBA is back. We don't have to worry about any more crap all-star games. We don't have to worry about Mac McClung, who helped ring the bell for the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. We're back to real basketball. And even as of this moment, we got the Los Angeles Lakers in L.A. hosting the Golden State Warriors, and they currently lead 53-42 in the second quarter. We also talked about an unfortunate story that we touched upon just a little bit last night. The Alabama Crimson Tide barely getting by the Gamecocks in South Carolina in overtime. And you have someone who's expected to be a top five pick in the NBA. His name is Brandon Miller. In that game, he scored a career-high 41 points. But it was overshadowed by a whole hell of a lot. There's a young lady who passed away, who was killed, murdered a couple of weeks ago. Darius Miles, a former teammate of Brandon Miller, was on the team, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Someone by the name of Michael Davis allegedly pulled the trigger. Darius Miles was said to have asked Brandon Miller, who scored 41 points last night, to bring the gun, bring the weapon. Brandon Miller was to, at this point, he's not a suspect. He is just a witness. He was asked to bring the weapon. He didn't see it. He didn't know he was there. That's what his lawyer says. And he went out last night and he scored 41 points. Alabama let him play basketball because he's not a suspect. He's just a witness. The fans in South Carolina were chanting at him at the free throw line, "Lock him up." Damn. It doesn't matter whether or not he's guilty or innocent. One of our callers said, everybody's acting like he shot the gun. Man, nobody acting like he shot no damn gun. It's just a matter of human decency. The family of the young lady that died, who is no longer here with us, they're trying to figure out, damn, this man playing basketball? Our daughter just died, and one of the suspects in the case is playing basketball? I don't care what level it is. It's a distraction. The only reason that Alabama still has this young man out there is because he has the talent to be a top five pick. It's because Alabama is one of the top teams in the country right there along with Houston. That's it. If Alabama was a bum-ass squad, if Alabama was St. John's University, we wouldn't see this guy. There'll be no Brandon Miller running back and forth playing basketball. He'd be parked. He'd be put on the bench. Because there are larger and bigger issues, whether or not there's a culpability, whether or not he's innocent or guilty, it's the fact that it's a distraction. You want to have a little bit of respect. It's simple as that. I told you last night it was a little icky. Icky is the word I can use on the radio. You can use your imagination as to any other words that I want to use. It was a little icky to see him out there allowed to play. Because it's not that difficult to say, hey, we're not saying you were guilty. We're not saying that you did anything wrong. But this is a massive distraction. And to ask so respect the family, to respect the family, we're going to sit you out today. Who going to complain? Where is the indecency in such? There is none. God bless them for having a talent to be an NBA player. God bless them for helping Alabama to be one of the top programs in the country right now. It's not that tough to just say, hey, we're going to sit you out for a day or two or a week. It's not too bad. It's called respect. It's called decency. I don't give a damn what anybody says, what any legal jargon or nonsense anybody wants to draw up from a book. It's called a little bit of respect. It's called a, hey, how about this? This is the word. It's called empathy. Here, I'll help you spell it if you can't. Let's see if I can do it. E-M-P-A-T-H-Y. Empathy. It's called being a human. Sometimes that supersedes being a basketball player. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines up. Let's go ahead and talk to Jennifer. Jennifer is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Jennifer. Yes, go
ahead. Okay. I didn't know because I was on my Bluetooth.
Okay.
So I love your show, and I love you, and usually we agree on most things. I could not disagree more with you about Brandon playing last night. There was a lot that went on the strip that night. Brandon was like a minute part of it. And I could not be sadder that this young boy lost his mother. Could not be more sympathetic to that child. But I don't understand why Brandon Miller has to be the one that, you know, has to not play in the basketball game. I mean, he's done everything. The police have said he's done nothing but cooperate with them. He's offered his phone. He's done everything. I mean, they didn't tell the university, listen, we'd rather him not travel to South Carolina because we might need to talk to him. I mean, he's a witness, and the police are done with him. There's still maybe an investigation, but they're not investigating Brandon Miller. So I don't have a problem with him playing. I don't know Nate Oates. I've met Chris Stewart, and he's told a story about Nate Oates. If I had a son, I want him to play for Nate Oates. I don't know if I still want Nate Oates to coach for the university because I feel like that left him out to dry. There's a lot that we don't know that went on the strip that night. But it definitely happened by a lot of people that were not in their right mind. They were probably drinking.
Yeah, but that's the overall point, Jennifer, and it's fine that you disagree. You know, you opened by saying there's a lot that went on that night. A few right now, you just said there's a lot that went on that night. I think in the matter of human decency, it supersedes basketball, And I think out of respect, because there's a lot going on that night, and it involves someone who lost their life, I think as a matter of respect, you can go ahead and park things for a moment, because it is a distraction. It doesn't matter, you know, what you think or I think or what took place or what did not take place or what a lawyer says or detectives take place. We can look at all of the facts and everything that has taken place. This is a distraction. Someone lost their life. There's a family that is hurting. We can go past that and say, okay, what's more important? Is it him playing basketball or is it just moving on as things are normal? That's it. That's the only decision. It's not saying he did this or he did that or he needs to do this or he needs to be punished for that or he should do. It's a small thing. Come on. We have major issues that take place. And this is not just specific to North America or the United States of America. In extreme instances, there are days of memorial. That's probably not the right English or the right words. Days of remembrance. You honor someone. You take time, and some people care and some people don't. But it's the fact of respecting the situation and understanding what's going on. Hey, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, we learned a few days ago that someone from here in Atlanta, Georgia, his name is Jimmy Carter from the great state of Georgia. This man is going into hospice care. There's going to come a point in time, unfortunately, as we know, that he will no longer be here. There will be many a days and many a things set aside to respect him because of his passing. Regardless of whether you believed in him, didn't believe in him, hated his guts, loved his guts, it don't matter. And we can go on down the list. It's a small thing. It's just a matter of respect. And if you're telling me that, oh man, so much went on that night and so many things took place and there's so many individuals who are involved, it's a small token just to say, fine, for the involved parties, let's just take a step back. Some things are bigger than the game. It's simple. Wayne is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Jahar, my man, you're so rational. What's up with that?
I try every day, Wayne. Go ahead. What's up?
First off, all my best and my prayers go out to the Carter family. Jimmy Carter, I won't get into the politics, but he was a good president in my eyes. And the other thing is empathy. Just empathy for the family that lost their child. You don't play them. Like you said, for a day, for 2 days, for a week, however long it takes. That's it. It's basketball.
Yeah. It's basketball. I get it. And thank you, Wayne. It's worth millions of dollars to some. It's worth billions of dollars to other. It's basketball. What's being stripped of him that is so destructive to not have him out there playing a game? He losing 20? He losing a bill? Not playing? What is he losing? Well, this is we're going down a slippery slope of him losing his freedoms and his opportunity. Come on, stop it. Cut it out. It's a basketball game. He scored 41 points. God bless him. He's a tough you-know-what. Because this is not saying that he did anything. It's just a matter of respect. Andy is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, JR. How you doing tonight?
I'm amazing. Andy, how are you?
I'm good, man. I called. I'm actually an attorney in the state of Alabama. And I called with an entirely different purpose of how I want to begin this conversation as I've been waiting on hold. But you made some good points as far as out of respect for the family. And I want to offer my condolences to the family because more than one person lost their life in this scenario. We have the unfortunate person that was murdered. We have the
Jamia Jonae Harris, yes.
Correct. We have the person that pulled the trigger, and we have Darius Miles. So we have three people, and then we have her son who's going to grow up without a mother.
Yes, five years old.
There are multiple people that are significantly affected by this tragedy, and I don't think anybody would disagree with that. My argument for you, and I don't know what your background is. I don't know if you've read testimony from the witnesses that the prosecutors called. I don't know if you've heard testimony. I don't know if you've seen the dash cam footage that Brandon Miller turned over. I don't know if you've seen the text messages that Brandon Miller turned over. But at this point, in my opinion, that's neither here nor there. But my issue I have is you hit on respect. That is my biggest issue. About 7 minutes ago, you yourself commented and said that Brandon Miller is a suspect. That is not respecting Brandon Miller because, let's be very, very clear, whether you think he should have played or he should have been sat or he should sit the rest of the season, I don't care about that argument. That's all opinionated. What I care about is the respect that you yourself hit on. The media is not respecting the facts of the issue here. You called him a suspect, and he is not a suspect. There are multiple media members with hundreds of thousands of millions of Twitter followers that are literally bashing. One media member in particular said that Darius Miles' attorney released a quote of a text message that was sent. That attorney.
Well, let's slow. Well, Andy, to be clear, and I can certainly go back and look, and if I said that, I certainly am wrong and apologize, because this is an issue that we discussed last night, and I would think you're wrong, and maybe I am wrong. It's not so much of him being a suspect. I think that might have been a key word that you have maybe latched onto. I discussed him as a witness, not as a suspect.
And but see, that's my issue here. Is that
well, slow down.
Media members
there is a,
are
there is a difference.
Well,
slow
there.
Down. Slow down. There's a difference between referring to me and something that I said versus referring to the media. I do not speak or, and I do also do not represent the quote unquote media. I only represent what comes out of my mouth. And as far as I know, as I date back to last night and today, that I've referred to him, as far as the detectives have said, is that he is only being looked at as someone who is a witness and not a suspect. I think I've been
correct.
Very clear. I think I have been very clear on that. And for you to insinuate that I refer to him as a suspect as opposed to a witness, I think is inaccurate. Is it possible that I said that? Yes, of course it's possible. But I think I'm very certain that that's not the case, which would prove anything else you have to say moot.
Okay, I'd like for you to just, you know, run the tape back and check on
no,
that.
No, no, no. You can go ahead and do that. You can go ahead and do that. For the purposes of clarity, I have referred to him, as I said, last night through today as a witness. And that's why when I say or refer to the element of simply respect, it's not a decision of someone who is 18, 19, or 20 years old. It's the decision of the organization, of the university, of the place that is allowing him to play basketball, that can say, we have you here putting our uniform to go out and play. It's very simple. For everything that has taken place,
but as,
for the sensitivity. Oh, no, no, wait.
As
for
a
the
media
sensitivities,
member.
Hold on. You the lawyer? You can rely. I'm not the lawyer. I'm just the guy on the radio. To be at minimum sensitive, we can park this for a day. It's that simple. That supersedes what you see in a book. that supersedes whether somebody did this or did that or did this or did that. It's basketball. You know what he can
I'm
do
not
for
arguing.
The rest of the
world? I'm not
you
arguing
what,
that point at all with you. I haven't
well,
argued that
so,
at all.
Sure. But if you're going to call me and say, JR, you called him a sub. I did not.
You did, though, JR. You definitely did.
Go back. If I did, I apologize. Please do me a favor. Find the exact moment that I called him that. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I've been very clear between last night and tonight and calling him a witness. That's it. If that's your only gripe, then we agree. Would you say no? Would you say otherwise?
I completely agree. But my issue here is not only with you saying whether you think you did or not, saying that he was a suspect. My issue is that the media as a whole is destroying another 20-year-old's life for something
that he is fully clear of.
Okay. Not a suspect.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think people are looking at the reality of, hey, there's things bigger than basketball. That's it.
But that's not Brandon Miller's decision.
I didn't say he made to allow him to play. I think you can go back and listen to what I just said. It's not his decision. It's the university. It's the school. It's the people who can benefit off of him playing. It's the organization or the university that says we are number two right there with Houston. I think, and I will suggest this to you, the Odyssey app is free. You can go back and listen to everything that was said tonight and yesterday as well. Okay, Andy?
Sounds good, JR. Have a good night.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Andy, for calling from Alabama. Hey, listen, I ain't above making mistakes. I talk for 4 hours a night. If you do the math between last night and today, witness.
JR, you were inferring. You mentioned witness multiple times. You were inferring that whether or not he's a witness or a suspect, he had no business playing. I'm listening back as we speak. I'm not hearing you saying he is considered a suspect.
Yeah. Because I think for the most part, thank you, I'm very careful with the words that I use all the time. Because everything that I say goes on record. I think I'm very careful with my words. I make mistakes because I'm a human. Hey, you talk 4 hours a night and tell me what you say.
I think what Andy is referring to, Jared, is you're inferring whether he's a witness or a suspect, it still supersedes the notion of a woman losing her life. He shouldn't be playing, whether he's a witness or a suspect. That's what you said, not that he is a suspect.
It don't matter. Somebody died. You are involved in some type of way. Hey, bruh, sit this one out. There are more important things than you playing ball. You're damn right I'm saying that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the great JR, man. Your show is so awesome. We appreciate listening to you on a regular basis, my man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, there's a lot going on with Alabama basketball with Brandon Miller. It's where we've been. It's been a busy night. The NBA is back. They fed us that garbage NBA All-Star Weekend, and now they're back to playing regular season basketball. I'll pay attention. I'll pay more attention when they get to the postseason. I'm just like, okay, yeah, whatever. Anyway, this is also something that took place today. You know, someone kind of put words in my mouth right before we went to the break. I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't say that about any of these players. I ain't say that about Brandon Miller. We learned today. Hey, Shep, guess what? Aaron Rodgers, he's done with his darkness retreat. He's finished.
His career or the retreat?
The retreat.
Oh, got it.
His career might be done. We don't know. We learned so many details. I found this so comical earlier today. We got reports by individuals who Aaron Rodgers said are not in his inner circle, like an Adam Schefter, that Aaron Rodgers, he's not Jesus, okay? I don't think. Is he quarterback Jesus? I don't know. But that he basically stepped out of his Oregon facility. He was in some facility in Oregon in the middle of the wilderness with a bed and a bathtub and no windows, and he had light if he wanted to, but he was there for 4 days and four nights. And Aaron Rodgers stepped outside and saw the sunlight, and he's not a groundhog, but we got to see if he's going to play football again. That's it. All the dramatics. I died. I saw this story today, and I passed out. In laughter, of course. I said, Aaron Rodgers, he just finished his wilderness retreat, his darkness retreat. Okay.
Wait, so we missed a Pat McAfee, Aaron Rodgers special appearance? Is that what you're alluding to?
Next week.
Oh, man, was it able to still rotate on its axis? Was the sun able to still come up?
Not here. It was 80 degrees here in Georgia today, man. I'm like, damn, 80 degrees. There was no sun, but it was 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers will sit with Pat McAfee next week.
Oh, geez.
He will tell everyone. Maybe he'll break some news. Probably not.
Probably not.
Because he's going to wait. Yeah. He's going to drag it out. He's going to tell everyone how he sat in darkness for 4 days. How important it was to not be connected to the outside world. To clear his mind. Just to tell all of us nothing about his future.
And going to try to sound like the smartest man in the room.
Well, for disappearing for 4 days and four nights with no internet, he's quarterback Jesus, isn't he?
Well, except in January and February. That's been the story.
Ouch.
That's been the story of his career. I mean,
quarterback crap, huh?
Listen, except for one lucky run in 2010 because David because Akers, also known as David Fakers, missed a bunch of field goals in the first round of the 2010, wild card round. The Packers had no business winning that game. Then they go against Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan plays them to a tee. They barely get by them. Then he goes against Jay freaking Cutler.
Damn.
And then the Super Bowl, the Steelers forgot to show up in the first half. So kudos to Rodgers on somewhat lucky, somewhat fortuitous, but he did win a Super Bowl. And since then, he's disappeared when it's mattered most.
Yeah, I don't want to go as far to call him lucky. He's one of the best in the postseason. I get it. He's still one of the best quarterbacks that the NFL has seen. And so how he feels or what he does stepping outside of his darkness retreat, we'll see. Quarterback Jesus, Aaron Rodgers. What a guy that dude is. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Wilbur is here from Louisiana. What's up, Wilbur? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, Gerald, man. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a comment concerning the lawyer that called just a second ago. And he was trying to make it as if you had definitely, and I was listening, and I didn't hear you use the word suspect. But for the last two nights, I've heard you say witness. But in order to be a witness to a crime, don't that mean you got to have some type of knowledge of something that has taken place?
Hey, listen, his lawyer, being Brandon Miller, says that he was not aware of the firearm that was in his vehicle. So I'm not going to speculate. I ain't got no skin in the game. I just know the facts that someone was shot, that someone was killed, that he appears to have been someone involved. And then I think at minimum, it's not too difficult to say, sit this one out. That's it.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, in order to be a witness, you got to have some type. How can I testify or witness to something I don't know other than the fact that someone called me and said, bring this and I brought it to point A, B, or C, and I'm not being complicit. If I'm complicit, you know, I mean, I'm part of it. Now, to what degree? I don't know what degree he's a part of. But if he's expected to be a top five pick, JR, and they done played 20-some games, don't you think they got enough tape on him to where you could have shut him down to where this situation caused a young lady to lose her life?
I think the answer is yes. But I think if you ultimately just strike, quote-unquote, strike him down from participating – That may actually indicate that there is more culpability and more responsibility on his part. And as a result, that you might have teams that say, we ain't touching that dude. I understand that.
You would think they're not going to touch him anyway. Because, I'm not comparing people in the NFL when they have hit Ray Rice. Once he struck his girlfriend on film in the elevator.
Well,
he was never even given another opportunity.
Well, here's the thing,
we're talking about the loss of a life.
We got a lot of time between now and in the NBA draft at the end of June. There's quite some time between now and then. I just think the message that you want to send, and it certainly was sent last night, for a guy who can go out and drop 41 points like it ain't nobody's business, like it ain't a thing, NBA teams will look at that and go, he ain't do nothing? All right, let's bring him in here. So we got time to go ahead.
Is he playing?
I'm sorry?
If he's a walk-on player, non-scholarship walk-on, not a freshman phenom, is he sitting or is he playing?
Oh, well, we know this. I gave an example. If he is on St. John's University in New York City, he ain't playing. He is on a team right now, and thank you, Wilbur. He's on a team right now that is going to be competing for a national championship. He playing, unless things just completely hit the toilet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I want to educate you on someone who may have gone from the highest, the upper echelon. He might be in the toilet. His name? Eric Bieniemy. He spoke to the press today. He spoke to the public now that he represents the Washington Commanders. And oh yeah, by the way, Eric Bieniemy had some words for that man who cannot keep his name out of his mouth. He had some words for LeSean McCoy. I'm going to share with you on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, and hey, JR, first, appreciate you taking my call. The show's amazing.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Thanks for keeping us all entertained. Everybody at home or out of work and where we love you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That is 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, there's a lot going on in the world of sports. It doesn't always involve, or not everything involves, the NBA or Crimson Tide basketball. Eric Bieniemy spoke today. Yeah, the same Eric Bieniemy who decided to leave the Kansas City Chiefs, who have now won two Super Bowl championships with this combination of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Eric Bieniemy, the man who cannot get his hands on a head coaching job, he decided to go to the Washington Commanders and join, I don't know, Sam Howell and Terry McLaurin and say, yeah, I'm going to make my bones right here. It wasn't necessary. I will assume that he needed to go out and, quote unquote, spread his wings for an offense that was pretty bad last year. You send out Heinicke, and Heinicke is okay, and every now and then he'll inspire folks, and I'll have people call me up and tell me Heinicke is the next best thing, and I'm just like, relax. Heinicke is, literally, he's, as a quarterback. A few years ago, as we were kind of in the midst and exiting out of COVID, Taylor Heinicke was He was getting ready to do an office job. And now all of a sudden he's a superstar quarterback for the Commanders? Hell no, not at all. Ron Rivera is trying to work miracles, and now he has Eric Bieniemy. Why in the hell would Eric Bieniemy decide to leave the Kansas City Chiefs for this job? Well, Eric Bieniemy said he wanted to be the coordinator for the Commanders. This is what he said. Listen.
Why not Washington? Look at all the talent. Look at the players that they have. Okay? Look at the guys that they have on defense. So I'm excited about this opportunity. I've known Coach Ron now since 1999. So relationships mean something.
Oh, well, damn. You ain't coaching no defense, though. You think the defense is going to keep your offense off the field? Who's your quarterback? And, of course, there's a gigantic downward slope going from Patrick Mahomes to, quote-unquote, fill in the blank. There's a massive drop-off. The quarterback is the leader of the team. Howell might be the next coming. Are you confident in that? I wouldn't be. And then you think about the ownership structure. Daniel Snyder might be on his way out. He actually brought in Allen & Company, which happens to be an investment bank, to help sell the team. This ain't going to be easy. And then we also know Eric Bieniemy, over the past several days, damn it, for the past year, every time LeSean McCoy has opened up his mouth, it's been about destroying Eric Bieniemy. Kudos to Eric Bieniemy. He took the high road in response. Listen to this.
LeSean McCoy is a future Hall of Fame runner, okay? Everybody's entitled to their own position, to their own comments and how they feel. When it's all said and done with, I think that's all I have to say, because he's entitled to his own opinion. That's life, okay? You got good and you have bad. You know, it does not impact me in any way, because one thing that you learn when you're in this position, you have to learn to eliminate distractions. All right. My job is to focus on the now. Everything outside these walls has no impact on Eric Bieniemy moving forward.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you.
Damn. And that was the final question. Wow. Appreciate it, Coach. Everybody go home. Wow. What's LeSean McCoy going to say next week? What, is he going to make an entire podcast series about how Eric Bieniemy isn't capable or can't speak or communicate to anyone, that he should not be a head coach? Is that what LeSean McCoy is going to do next? Good for Eric Bieniemy. Telling this man, man, I ain't got no time for you. You got an opinion, you can keep it. I don't care. I'm going to live my life. Good for him. I don't know how successful he's going to be with Washington. I've said to myself, just in my brain, because I got one. Sometimes it may not seem that way, but I got one. Ron Rivera's going, how long is Ron Rivera going to coach this team? Is Eric Bieniemy going to have an opportunity to, I don't know, maybe replace Ron Rivera at one point, maybe go elsewhere and prove his offensive acumen and get a head coaching job? Eric Bieniemy addressed that as well. He said, right now, I'm here to do my job, offensive coordinator. I ain't think about no head coaching job.
Being a head coach right now is not in my thought process. Right now, here's what I'm focused on. I'm focusing on being the best coach that I can be today, okay? The rest of everything else will take care of itself starting tomorrow. I live in the moment, okay? So I got to be implanted, and Nikki know exactly what I'm about to say. I got to be where my feet are. So right now, my feet are planted right here.
Oh, well, damn. That doesn't sound like someone who interviews poorly, but what do I know? I'm not in an interview room, right? We don't know why Eric Bieniemy didn't get a job. All we can do is parrot the nonsense and garbage that has been repeated over the past several years. And I got to tell you, as someone who every now and then gets repeated, or not repeated, sent to garbage to regurgitate, it takes one. It takes one person to share, tweet, announce a story, and there's there. It's done. Everybody takes it. Everybody runs with it. And that's what it is. Because we got a bunch of idiots running around here. Monkey see, monkey do. One person says this and two people say it, then it must be law. I don't know how much success Eric Bieniemy is going to have with the Washington Commanders, because let's face it, they're not a success by themselves. With or without Eric Bieniemy, with Daniel Snyder in charge of this franchise, of this organization, the Washington Commanders are a disaster. They got Porky the Pig in a helmet as their mascot. Come on now. Major tutty. I'm sorry, I bring it up every now and then. This is a football team, right? How you got Mr. Potato Head dressed in a pig outfit as your mascot? Major tutty. Is he for the kids or is he for the fans? Do the Washington Commanders even need a mascot? I mean, well, damn, they're playing in that crap hole. What is it? Is it still called FedEx Field? Mascots cost a couple $100,000. I'm sorry. They couldn't have patched up some of them pipes? Did you see the pipes bursting in FedEx Field? The Washington Commanders couldn't have gotten a better tarp. Have you seen the tarps that section off the field to lower the capacity? But we got a pig. Major tutty. Hey, good luck to Eric Bieniemy. You on a crap franchise now, man. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. I got some crap on them as well, and they're the champs. I'll explain.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win, so here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me. Bet for free.